The Gemara says in Megillah that before Shavuos, so we learn Parshas Bechukosa, the same as before Rosh Hashanah, we read Kisavai. The common denominator between Kisavai and Bechukosa is that they're both the Klolas, the Teichecha. Shavuot tells us what happens when we're not going, in the eye. And this has got to be before Shavuos, and you got to have it before Rosh Hashanah. So why before Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. So in Yom HaDin, you've got to tell us what happens, how intense the din can be. And what about Shavuot? So the Gemara asks, what about Shavuot? So Gemara says, Shavuot is also Yom HaDin. Where's Shavuot Yom HaDin? So the Gemara brings that there's four Rosh Hashanahs. There's four Rosh Hashanahs. There's a Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, but you got Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, and Shavuos and Sukkot as well. There's Pesach, etc. And Shavuos, you've got the Rosh Hashanah of the Pesach, and therefore you've got to have the Teichecha before you get to Shavuos. Here, the obvious question is that you don't have it before Pesach, and you don't have it before Sukkot. So there must be something in the Pesach which is got a shaykes with Rosh Hashanah. So there is a Shlach Kodesh, which is well known, and he doesn't mention it in relationship to this question, but it could be an answer on this question. Shlach Kodesh says that when we talk about Shavuos being Pesach, there's two different connotations. On the one hand, you've got the regular Ilon, you've got the regular tree with the regular Peres, and on the other hand, you've got the real Eitz HaChayim, which is the Torah, and the Peres are the Neshamas of Klal Yisroel, which are growing from that Eitz HaChayim. Atem Adbeikim Hashem Rekechim Chayim Kulchem Ayoyim. Our chius, our light, our existence comes from Torah. We don't come to Yeshiva to learn Torah. We come to Yeshiva to live Torah and to make our lives circulating around Torah. So we become Peres Ilon. So the Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin of our life, our connection to Torah is really happening on Shavuos. So the same as Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Shlach Kodesh explains, the idea of Peres Ilon. Now we can take this Shlach Kodesh back to the Gemara, that there's two different kinds of life. There's a simple, straightforward life and death, which that's Rosh Hashanah. Mila Moves, Mila Chaim, Mila Chaim Le Moves, Sifre Chaim, Sifre Mesim. That's the regular Rosh Hashanah. But then there's a Ruchnias again, Rosh Hashanah, where there we're dealing with the chius, the inner content of our life, that we're growing on the Eitz HaChayim of Torah, and that is also, so whenever we go to Rosh Hashanah, which is circulating around our life, so then we come and we're told about this Parshas Techecho. We're not living in easy times. Mentioned to someone this morning, there's a big Ilui, a pig from the biggest Dalin in Lithuania, wasn't died very, very young. Remotka Pogromansky, very, very deep person, and he was in the Kovna ghetto, and he met terrible what was going on over there. Cholila the Cholila, we should never have seen such things, but there's a group of Bokhrim sitting around there in total matzav of Yush, 100% Yush. And he turned around to them and he said to them, "What do you see over here?" He says, "What do you mean?" "I see Germans killing Jews, that's what I see." So he turned around and says, "I see something else. I see the Sefer Torah, and I see the Parsha of Bechukosai, and I see the words of the Parsha coming out of the Parsha and circulating around here in the Kovna Ghetto. That's what I see. It's nothing to do with the Germans, nothing to do with the Jews. It's like Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. There is certain process, and that's what it means, the Achrayus of a Jew. The Achrayus of a Jew is that he knows he's got to toe the line, he's got to hold. We've got an Achrayus. And he says, this is what we see. I saw a phenomenal insight of Rav Avraham Grudzinski last week. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, if you want the Christmas bris with me, if you want to become those who are going to be the chosen nation for all its elements, for whatever it means, that whatever is going to be, we're always going to remain close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've got to go through a Golos Mitzrayim. You've got to go through a Golos Mitzrayim. And if you'll go through that Golos Mitzrayim, then I can take you as a nation. So he asks the following question. Where did all those Yisurim and Inuim and affliction that happened in the Shifut Mitzrayim, where did it take us? Where did we get to through all that affliction? We basically, the final terminal was, we arrived Memphis Shari Tuma. We went all the way down. And went all the way down to the extent that it was Goy Mikarev Goy. You couldn't take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. It was one entity. The whole Mitzrayim, the whole Egyptian culture became part and parcel of us. And we became Egyptians. That's where we got to. Did we do tshuva? And then we got out? No. Klaus and everything from the tshuva. They davened that with his vocal that just get these Egyptians officers off our backs. That's all they davened. They didn't do tshuva. And so how did they manage to rise? Very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Esrei Makos. You go live through a year of the Esrei Makos, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu turning over the whole world for you and giving a knock for the mitzvah, and you've got a dam and it's for there, and you go through a whole year. A whole year of the Mount Teda, Kenya Hashem Bekerem Oretz. So you see it. Amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us. And then Klal Yisrael rose, and they got to Maimon Har Sinai, and they reached on Shavuos Madrega of Malachim, and they said, Nice of an Ishmael. Avraham Grudzinski says he was in the ghetto. He was together with Rav Chaim Wasserman. The last shiur that Rav Chaim Wasserman gave a shiur on Kiddush Hashem, he was the one who pushed Rav Chaim to say that shiur. So he says, where did it all go to? The nice that we became the chosen nation because we believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us. He showed us black and white. I'm running the world. I'll do everything for you. So he had to go through 210 years of affliction, of becoming more and more of an Egyptian. What was that necessary? Where did it bring? Where did it bring Klal Yisrael? To where? That got us to become the chosen nation. More than that, this is one question about Avraham Grudzinski asks. As Mashgiach in Slobodkin in Lithuania. The second question he asks, he doesn't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometime in history, had to show Klal Yisrael that he's running the show, the Mount Eda. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got a choice of any generation, which generation do you want to be those who are going to give over the message? We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu live in action, Kriyas Yamzum. So take a generation of Tanoi, take a generation of Navi. Why you push the whole thing onto Mem Teshari Tume? They were the lowest generation in the history of the Jewish people, and they are those who had to have the biggest Geluim and be those who are transmitting the Godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all generations. Who are they? What's so miyukin about them? Says of Avraham Grudzinski, and unbelievable. He says, we don't know when all the tzoros of the Golus, when you see what's happening, we think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it, you've got to get punished. But really what it does to Klal Yisrael is, it makes a new kind of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael who have been through the Golus, they've been through the Inquisition, they've been through the Holocaust, they've been through pogroms, they've been through all of this. This creates a new nefesh. And he says the unbelievable statement. He says the nefesh, the neshama, the nefesh which is created through someone who went through suffering. And then he is given these giluim and he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only he can jump up to be a dog of a malach at the time of Shavuos. If you would have brought the Esrei Makos to a generation of Nevi'im, they would not have landed up where this low generation landed up, right on top. I once mentioned a story, I think, maybe like right at the beginning, story in the Holocaust. I know people who know this person. He was a shaykh in Manchester. And he was in the Auschwitz. And he went through. And he kept strong. And all his chaverim deteriorated. As things got worse, they threw the whole religion, all their munah, they threw it all. And things got worse and worse, and he held strong. And eventually they were all in a gas chamber. And they turned around to him, okay, that's it. Kishbok is finished, nothing. He says, now what are you talking about? Kishbok can get me out of here. That's what he said. As he said it, the door of the gas chamber opened, a Nazi came in, took him out. And then he heard one Nazi saying to the other, he says, now, he had an argument, who's the Barabbas of this gas chamber? I'm the Barabbas. I took a guy out after he was already in. Because of their stupid argument, he got out. So I told over the story as a munna kushbuchi, you never give up. I once mentioned it and a bocha came up to me. He says that there's something else in the story. Listen to what happened. How was the story, Mufursin? Because he was in Manchester and he used to make a big yahrzeit on that day that these guys were lifted. As these guys saw the German taking him out, they turned around to him. He says, listen, today is our yahrzeit. This is our yahrzeit. Say Kaddish for us. Those were the last words of these guys. These guys deteriorated all the years that they were there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them to a matzav of tshuva on the last moment that their last words were, say Kaddish for us. This is the idea of Ron Grotinsky. We see what's going on. It's not a poshta matzav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the nefesh of a yid. That a yid got you just to feel one thing. There's a prize door and there's a trackling. This world is a corridor. The real world is the world of the Neshama Leyom Abo. If a person lives his life and he concentrates on the fact there's nothing to get here besides the corridor to get to the world to come. There's nothing else to look for. That is a world of Yisurim. People, when they see, when we look around what's going on, the main focus has got to be, this is not our destination. Our destination is the world to come. And everything over here is just another taisvus, another sukkah, another chesed, another tefillah, another shmonesah, another kutin, another shmeichel, another smile to your friend. That is the only thing we've got here. There's nothing else here. It's all just one illusion. This is a proizder, and there's a trackling. The nation in Gladysor who were in Mitzrayim, they live a real proizder. They knew that there's nothing to get here in life besides being smashed on the back by a mitzri. For them, there was nothing here. They could rise to the madrege of Matan Torah. Says of Avraham Grudzinski, these are the last words of Avraham Grudzinski. He said that we've been through 1,800 years of Golus, of all kinds of Yisuri. We need such a long Golus because the Matan Torah, the Giluyim of Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us when Moshiach comes, is much, much higher than the Dag of Torah that they reached in Matan Torah at Har Sinai. They got Luchos Shniyos. We're going to go to the Luchos Rishonos. We're going to get the whole of Torah. So this whole Mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu forcing us to live in a way that we can never believe that this is the trackling. This is only a prize door. This is the whole idea that the more we concentrate on this, so we know that we're moving in the right direction. And then, that is the Kabbalah Satayra, the Toichecho, before comes to teach us. If you can get into a Matan Torah and you can connect yourself to the light to become the pri on the Ilam, on the Eitz of Hachayim of Torah.